Oregon's Governor John Kitzhaber today will apologize and say the state was wrong when it forcibly sterilized residents of state institutions. Virginia's governor made a similar apology earlier this year, but few of those who were sterilized are still alive. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
The day Ruth Morris left Oregon Fairview Home should have been a happy day. It was 1970. She was 28 years old, and she was leaving the state institution for people with mental retardation. But before she could go, she was told she needed an operation.
Well, there were doctors on the ground, and there was a hospital right there, too.
Morris has mild mental retardation. After her mother died, she was sent to Fairview in Salem. She lived in a small cottage with a few dozen other women, a short walk from the hospital.
They told me on the cottage for me to go to the hospital, and then they did the surgery. And they didn't say for what. Until they told me when I came to that I was sterilization.
Even then, a staffer had to explain that she couldn't have children anymore. That made Morris sad, but it would take a long time for her to feel she had been wronged. In Oregon, at least 2,600 residents of state institutions were sterilized. The first took place in 1917, the last in 1981. Philip Riley is a physician, attorney, and historian. He says Oregon was not unique. He's written about the history of forced sterilization. Riley went through old state ledger books. He found that some 30 to 35 states sterilized people like Ruth Morris.
I estimated that we could prove absolutely that 60,000 Americans were sterilized without their consent between 1907 and 1970.
But Riley thinks the real number is close to 90,000. He says records weren't always kept, or an operation was recorded as something else.
One of the most extraordinary things I found in my research was that a very large number of young women who were institutionalized between about 1930 and 1950 were subjected to appendectomies. I have reason to believe that many of those appendectomies were actually sterilizations that were so labeled to avoid controversy.
In Oregon, sterilization was first used as punishment. Men caught having homosexual sex were castrated. But by the 1920s, sterilization was being used for eugenic reasons, to prevent people, then called the feeble-minded, from having children. In 1927, the U.S. Supreme Court okayed the practice. Riley said states found ways to justify forced sterilization for decades to come.
It was not uncommon to sterilize young women at certain state institutions, thinking it was in their best interest so that they could go out into the world and be things like housemaids, not atypically in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and that they wouldn't be, quote, preyed upon by men. Of course, they could still be, quote, preyed upon by men. They just wouldn't get pregnant.
Ruth Morris had a job waiting for her when she left the institution, as an aide in a nursing home. And there she met Robert Jones. He was working as a janitor. Robert had lived at Fairview, and he too had been sterilized before being allowed to leave. Ruth and Robert started dating, but then they moved to different cities. She was 150 miles away, and Robert convinced her to move to be close to him. She arrived in an unusual way.
Well, I was waiting for a Greyhound, and this taxi drove up, and I said, there's a taxi. And I goes, okay, I'll ask him how much it would cost. He said, sure, I'll give you a ride to Eugene. And he did, too.
Ruth Morris was 57 when she married Robert Jones in 1999 in a city park. Robert's twin brother, Richard, was the best man. The three lived together in a small house. This summer, just short of Ruth and Robert's third anniversary, Robert died. Morris is not sure she would have wanted to be a mother, but she says it should have been her choice.
I think they thought that I wasn't an adult. That I didn't have feelings, but now I do, you know, looking back.
Morris will have another chance to look back today. She's been invited to the state capitol to be in the audience to hear the governor's apology. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.